This is Gene Montristelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com. And one of my favorite quotes from Vincent McNabb is, "Hope is some extraordinary spiritual grace that God gives us to control fears, not to oust them." And I think that's a really important sentiment, that oftentimes we feel like we need to be in a space of being completely fearless before we can take any sort of action or even to trust ourselves. And fear is inevitable. Fear keeps us safe. Fear is healthy. We're not going to completely douse that sense of fear. The sense is to put ourselves in a place that allows us to recognize the fear, honor it, and still take action. So just tap on the side of the hand, take a nice big deep breath. And as we tap along today, just move from tapping point to tapping point in the order that makes the most sense for you. Fear is a real part of my life. Fear is something that shows up every single day in big and small ways. But fear is not the enemy. Fear is there to keep me safe. It comes from a very primitive place where physical danger was around every turn. Today, when it notices things that could go wrong, sometimes it overacts. Sometimes it gets too big. It sees things that could go wrong and compares them to those ancient dangers. It compares it to being killed by a wild animal. And that's why it flares up so big. It simply doesn't want to die. And it sees what is coming as possibly doing just that. It is possible for me to take action, to move forward, to live fully, even while feeling fear. It is possible for me to notice the fear, to recognize it's trying to keep me safe, and to clearly see what the danger actually is. I give myself permission to be easy with myself as I experience this fear. Fear keeps me safe when I see it for what it is. I can recognize the fear, understand the fear, and still take action that moves me forward every day. The goal isn't to be fearless. The goal is to take the right action when understanding the message the fear is conveying.